Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, the Lord has given me something I need to say, and I ask that right now that God fill my mouth with his message, and I ask the Holy Spirit reveal the truth to everybody that might hear this message, and that those who might be saved, who might accept Jesus into their life, that this message could offer another chance for the Holy Spirit to draw them. You know, in this day and time, what's evil will seem good. You know, I was looking on Amazing Ribs, and he said he's an evangelist for hedonism. What a sad commentary. What a sad commentary. You do not have to serve Satan to get ahead. You know, because the Nazism, Satanism, has gotten a stronghold position in the American government, they're actually putting it to us, the general population, that the only way that you can get ahead is to serve Satan. Now, I've applied for pharmacy jobs all over the place, and I've been hired 4 times. But when I actually went to work, they came and told me that I couldn't be hired. And the reason is because I have come out and said that I'm against homosexuality. I'm not just against homosexual rights. I'm not just against homosexual marriage. I'm against homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination and a disgrace to humanity. You know, I can't understand why the Jews are supposed to be God's people, but in the United States they've turned to Satan, and they're using the tool of Hollywood in the 6 studios to infiltrate and trick people into becoming homosexuals. The millennials are being totally assaulted against in the cartoons, in every essence of the prince and power of the air, through television, radio, internet, video games. Homosexuality, transgender, and otherwise worshiping Satan himself is being presented psychologically profiled on our children. And the millennials and all those generations coming up, the Jews in the United States are presenting, infiltrating, psychologically mind controlling the generations coming up to be immoral and otherwise follow their father, Satan. I mean, they are. I mean, how else can you put it? Now, the family unit is a man and a woman. The sanctity of marriage is between a man and a woman. A man marries a woman. They have children. The man goes out and gets a job, and he provides for the woman. A man operates in a male manner. A woman operates and cannot deny and cannot change her feminine mantra of action. A woman cannot become a man, and a man cannot become a woman. That is a fact. And women that become men and men that become women are automatically ostracized because it's unnatural. You know, the fact is, somewhere around 6,000 years ago, God created the heavens and the earth. The space between the surface of the earth to the top of the ozone is the first heaven. Between the top of the ozone through outer space, complete to the edge of heaven, is the second heaven. And the third heaven is where God, the people who are saved, and the angels reside. That is a fact. Hell is in the center of the earth. Now, there's more and more admission that the center of the earth might be hollow. Seems like there's a lot of people out there now. And that in Antarctica, Antarctica is a desert. You know, you think it's nothing but an ice cap, but it's a desert. It has bodies of water and mountains. They say that there's an opening to the inside of the earth there, and that there's a civilization up under the ground, and they're saying that there are guardians who are able to manipulate the earth that live in Antarctica. I don't know the truth about that, but I wouldn't doubt it. Those guardians are just satanic. You know, it's just demons. As time goes on, demons and Satan himself will come down and rule the earth. As is prophesied, you know, the Antichrist is going to be Satan's son. You know, we're in the end of the days. You look around and, you know, back in the 70s, they were saying that it was the end of time, but we're actually seeing it fulfilled, how long it's going to take, you know, for Satan to actually come down. Well, he's already here, but reveal himself and rule through the Antichrist. It's just a matter of time, a short matter of time. You know, CNN, I was down in the weightlifting gym, and CNN is totally a contrived pack of lies. I'm not really sure that CNN reports anything that's true. They literally are contriving in creating false stories that totally are not true. They're nothing but a propaganda destructive. Now, immorality, Anderson Cooper's homosexual, openly gay. Much of the staff and the people working there are homosexual. Immoral people. Homosexuality is based on selfishness. You have a form of sex without any responsibility. You have salaries and making money without the responsibility of a wife and children to support every cent you make is yours. And when you step across that line, there are no rules. A society that's not based on the holy word of God, anarchy, and there is no civilization. I was watching this movie, Chappie, and criminal anarchy part of the city got a hold of Chappie. And it was funny, Chappie went over and seen a dead dog, and he went over and touched it, and there was nothing but trash and destruction all around the area. When there are no rules, society doesn't work. But now, in the civilized part of the city, the defense contractor had a RoboCop / Star Wars type two-legged tank. And he was just as evil as the people out in the city with no rules. He came after Chappie the same way that the anarchist did, because he had no morals to be out, and they let him out in front of this gang, and the gang had no morals. So they hit him with rocks, pipes, and they lit a Molotov cocktail and they threw it on him. A society with no rules doesn't work. I was watching Californication, and the star of the show, Dave Machuk, or whatever his name is, was married to a woman. He was writing books. He was a successful writer. Well, she would read his books and tell him whether they're good or bad. And then he'd be hard on her because she said it wasn't any good. So she goes out seeking attention from a decent man because Dave Machutney was a self-centered asshole. You see, pride, self-centeredness is a destructive force. So she goes out and has an affair with some guy named Bill and moves in with him and leaves Dave Machutney. Now, being a self-centered son of a bitch didn't do him any good. His wife left. Because he's a famous author, he goes out, and every woman he turns around and meets takes her clothes off, and they have sex. So he's in L.A. doing drugs and having sex. He even had sex with a 16-year-old girl. Society without morals doesn't work. So they're trying to protect their daughter from their own personal actions. His wife's boyfriend, she doesn't count. Dave Chutney himself had sex with her. Bill's wife had a divorce. He doesn't care about his daughter. He gives her no attention. The family unit had broken down. Brings this other woman that is having an illicit affair into the house. And the daughter in order to get attention, steals Dave Chutney's book. And she uses the fact that Dave had sex with her, tool to hang over his head. And all the while, Dave is out snorting cocaine, smoking weed, and having sex with at least 10 different women or more. And his life is a complete mess. It's a complete mess. You see, the rules of the Bible bring order and decency to a family. Now, you might ask yourself, why would you want this decency? Why would you want to act like a civil person? Because when Jesus died, he put the Ten Commandments and what is right and wrong in all of us. If you think about the basic premise of every Lifetime Movie Network movie, really, of every movie there is, it always comes back to everybody's basic knowledge of what's right and wrong. If you think about Sylvester Stallone and Rocky movies, I mean, he was always standing up against wrong. Mr. T and Dracoon, who was on steroids. All the different people, he sort of represented truth, justice, and the American way for the American people. He has always stood for what's right. What's right comes out of the Bible. There is no source of what's right and wrong except the Holy Word of God. The Holy Word of God is the just standard of what we live by, whether you read it or not, because the truth was put in all of us. If you think about the way Bill Maher and some of these other guys go at it, they have to constantly repeat that homosexuality is right, that discriminating against people because they're against homosexuality is right. You know, if you look at discrimination throughout American history, black people were taken into slavery, just like the Book of Enoch foretold. And people with money have automatically tried to take the position that they must be more blessed by God because they're rich. They must be better than the poor person because they're rich. That was discrimination equal with any other types of discrimination. You know, Christianity has been used to look down on people, most of the people going to the Southern Baptist Church that are heavily involved in the activities of the church think that they're better than the local person walking down the road that doesn't know about Jesus, or has actually watched television their whole life and have been fooled by the Jews in America into being homosexual and serving Satan. And I'm putting it on the Jews because they own majority of the media, Rupert Murdoch's a Jew. And then all the studios out in Hollywood. Truth is, for by God's mercy, we live. We don't live by the Nazis who are trying to run our country. They got 133 concentration camps built in the United States, the same way they did in Germany, Auschwitz, and all that. They got a massive amount of federal prisons that are laying open that are staffed. All the concentration camps are already staffed. They have soldiers that are staffing. And the federal prisons that are empty are staffed, fully staffed. They're sitting there waiting for Christians. They're sitting there waiting for Christians. Now, it's already so that if you come out and say that you're a homosexual, you're against homosexuality, that you won't be given a job. You won't be able to get a job. There was a preacher in the FDA who was doing an outstanding job of moving up. And the satanic forces that are in the government that are running the FDA asked him for three of his sermons. And in his sermons, he said homosexuality was against God's word. So they fired him immediately. And they didn't hang up the phone correctly. And they started laughing and said, "You're out." Let me give you the long view. CNN put out the other day that in Haiti, people are demon-possessed and out in public. What do you think it is? Well, those people are proof that there is a God. CNN worldwide publicly acknowledged that people are demon-possessed. Well, if there are demons, that means there is a God. There are thousands of stories of people who have died and either went to heaven or hell, came back and testified that they were there with Jesus or they were burning in hell. They had that movie out where the young boy died and came back, and he talked about being in heaven with Jesus. And then there was a girl who died and came back, and she drew a picture of Jesus. And the young boy looked on television and he said, "There's Jesus. That's him." And the girl and the boy didn't know each other. Let me give you the word. Now, I'm losing $200,000 a year because I came out publicly and I said that homosexuality is wrong. I'm being discriminated against because I'm talking for Jesus. Jesus has been using me to talk to you. So let me put this in terms you can understand. I haven't got the right as a pharmacist because I publicly said that homosexuality is actually a form of satanic worship. That homosexuality is the personification of no morals, of complete rejection of the truth that's in the Bible, a form of selfishness, and the destruction of our society. Homosexuality is the adoption of complete hatred for your fellow man, of complete wish of destruction for our society, and the adoption of satanic values. Barack Obama is a homosexual. He took $350 out of every disabled person's check across the United States a month. He sent out letters that everybody who's on Social Security got paid too much. And he took back $350 a month on people who have barely enough money to buy food. He went back on the biblical promise that true religion is to take care of the homeless and the helpless. See, he's a homosexual. He has no morals. So that doesn't matter. But in turn, he went to Malaysia and spent $2.2 billion of taxpayers' money. He rented a whole hotel in excess of 500 rooms. And he went in there for a week. So him and his male wife and a pack of homosexuals could go in there and spend a week and do nothing but one man screw another man in his ass, and they could suck each other's dick. But he took $350 away from everybody on disability out of their check every month. He took that $350 and went to Malaysia with it. Michelle Obama has bought 4 yachts with taxpayer money. When you're homosexual, you have no morals. I was working at Charter Hospital in Greenville, and there was a homosexual there named Joe, and he came over and gave me an invitation to become a homosexual with him and his partner. Of course, I told him that he needed to stick that up his ass. He probably did. But when he left, he tried to get everybody fired that worked there. I'll never forget it. And he actually effectively communicated to human resources something that was wrong with damn near everybody there. He left destruction in his wake. You know why? Number one, he has no morals. And number two, it's about selfishness. Homosexuals take selfishness to a whole new level. Homosexuality is a destructive force on a society. Because when you cross that line, there's no biblical reason for living. There's only selfishness, destruction, and self-centeredness. We're in a time where Satan taking over. All these things must be that the end will come. Choose this day whom you will serve. I'm not the Pope. I'm not even an ordained preacher. call of God to preach. But to be honest with you, the convention of the church, I just can't get with. You have this denomination over here that's got these 4 points that they believe, and you got this denomination over there that's got these 4 or 5 points. You must be baptized to be saved over here. You know, then you got the Church of God that's saying that we're all equal with the Jews. Let's go to Israel and fight. Crazy stuff. You know, insanity. You know, it's just like Scientology. I mean, that guy was demon-possessed that wrote Scientology. Throw some logic out there for you. If a religion was written, even in the last 2,000 years, it's a false religion. Now, a basic religion written on the basis of Christianity. Christianity is the original way to live. Christianity is not a religion. Catholicism is a religion, a false religion. Most of these denominations are false religions. If you know the name of someone who wrote a religion, it's a false religion. Muhammad was a tool of Satan. Buddha was a tool of Satan. Confucius was a tool of Satan. Hindu was a tool of Satan. And they're not worshiping the same God. They've all got a demon or demons associated with their religion. There's only one denomination. There's only one religion. There's only one place that you can find the truth. And that is the Holy Word of God. They got Bible DVDs and CDs. You know, it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. Good in going to church, there is. If you pay 10% to a church, you will unleash the power of God on your life and you will prosper. If you pay 15%, you will prosper. It doesn't matter what the church does with the money. You in good faith gave your 10%. Eli was a just man, but he let his two sons go to the gate of the church, commit adultery, do all sorts of evil. Both his sons were killed for desecrating the house of God. Eli was killed also. People who do wrong in God's name will find their destruction and their correction. But if you go in good faith and you give your 10%, you will be blessed. Can't get with them. I can't. I can't go in there and face up to the fact that most of them don't know who Jesus is. You know, in my mind, I guess the biggest thing I have a problem with is the church is to accept everyone and let them know the truth. The charge of the church is to bring the message of the rule of living and the message of Jesus Christ dying. But the fact that you need to have Jesus in your life to survive. It's not about coming down the aisle and doing a quick little prayer and saying, God, please forgive me, a sinner. I accept you as my Savior. You've got to see that you can't live without Jesus. You've got to see that the supervisor you're facing at work, you're not going to be able to overcome and stay there and continue to make money without Jesus' intervention to control your supervisor's mind so you can stay there. You're not going to be able to survive paying the electric, water, and telephone on a business that's not making any money. But you've got no place to go without Jesus' intervention. You're not going to be able to survive because you did something wrong and you ended up in the court system and you got to go to sentencing. But you need God's intervention. You're not going to be able to survive because of them buying cocaine into the United States. And you realize what destruction you're bringing to the communities in the United States. And you decided you don't want to do it anymore. And now they got you in front of a federal judge for something you haven't done in order to quiet you. And you need God's intervention. You're living in a house, you lost your job, you have nowhere to go, no way to buy food. And you need God's intervention. One time Elisha was taken captive by a hedonistic nation. Being an evangelist of hedonism is a path to destruction. And God took over their minds. And though they had Elisha captive, they thought they were riding up in the mountains. But actually, they were riding to the city of Israel. And when they come to the city of Israel and the soldiers encircle the heathens, God let their minds see reality. And they were there with spears and swords at their throat. And Elisha said, don't harm them. Let them go. God made them evil men see what they see and go where they went. When you think about your situation in reality, God created your situation. God made the people that you were in front of see what they seen and do what they did because he wanted you to realize. Whether you're saved or not, God has control of your life. God has put you in the situation you are in right now. We were made for God's pleasure. If you read the stories in the Old Testament, at the end of the story, it always says, so that you will know that I am God. And even today, we're in the time of the Holy Spirit. We're in the time with no sign. God's not speaking from heaven right now. There are people being healed, not by man. There are people being blessed. There are signs where people are surviving and being blessed because they did God's will. There's no miraculous sign being done every day so people will know that there is a God. So lying, satanic worshiping, evil people like James Carville are able to run their mouth without direct, immediate retribution. James Carville, one of the most evil people in the last 20 years, said, "You ain't one of them stupid people who still believes that you are made by God. We came from monkeys. That's science." He's standing up there supporting Bill and Hillary Clinton, who are flying in C-130 loads of cocaine. Joe Biden has been connected to the Oklahoma City bombing. He had criminal bill up on the table to be passed, and he couldn't get it passed till the Oklahoma City bombing happened. Then his legislation went through. These people that we are supposed to respect in the federal government are nothing but a bunch of drug dealing, homosexual, satanic worshiping lowlifes. They want to stand in your face and try to tell you the way it is when they themselves are the most criminal, immoral, low-down scum that's ever walked the face of the earth. Murderous, militant killers. They got everybody scared to run for office because, oh my God, you got caught stealing a candy bar 20 years ago when they themselves might be responsible for a couple million deaths. Joe Biden was at the Francis Marion Hotel. I went to a Democratic meeting. He came down the fucking elevator with another woman that wasn't his wife. Back in 2005. I was there. Me and my wife seen it. My wife said, "That's not his wife." He came down to the hotel with her from his room. People standing there in your face degrading you because they've got information on you. Now think about that. A person that would accept information on another person and then use that information to promote themselves and degrade someone else is not trustworthy. Person that would invade another person's privacy for their own benefit is no good. People that are using information on other people to discredit and ruin them are no good. Anderson Cooper stands in front of the United States on a daily basis and uses information on other people to create, to degrade them and to discredit them on a minute-by-minute basis, when before he went in the on the air, he had his dick in another man's ass. He commits sodomy on a daily basis. Sodomy, coming from the base word sodomite, coming from the city name of Sodom. The people of Sodom were destroyed by burning sulfur sent directly from heaven into their city and burnt every building and every till everything was a burnt cinder. Anderson Cooper is a son of Sodom and a sodomite. And he's standing in your face saying he's got the moral right to judge you. I mean, let's get the reality going here. A born-again Christian has the moral high ground of the holy word of God, as long as they use it rightly divided. The homosexual community has got Satan in their corner. Satan is their high ground. Satan is their moral. But a sodomite has got the right to get on television and tell you the way it is. And you will turn on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and NBC and let these sodomites stand in your face and tell you the way it is. They're presenting the sodomites a certain way in all the movies and television. Ha 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 ha. It's funny. It's funny. It's all just fun. It's funny. It's funny. Yeah, ha ha ha. That man stuck his dick in that other man's ass on a regular basis and then decided that there were no rules and we can live and do whatever we want. So we're just going to get together right away to hold a job if they're against us. We're going to take control of all the industry in the United States and deny people who are against us a job. That's Nazism. That's Nazi. That's Nazi. It says in the Holy Word of God that it's an abomination. A man went to got his wife, left and went to the tribe of Benjamin's city. The people in the city knew that when it went, whenever it got dark, you couldn't be outside. Because the homosexuals were out there and they were going to screw you in the ass and they were going to try to kill you. Tribe of Benjamin, the people knew that the homosexuals were going to kill you as soon as the sun went down. Which kind of reminds me of that movie, The Omega Man. When the sun went down, the mutated people came out and tried to kill the regular humans. It was the same scenario in the tribe of Benjamin, parts of the United States right now. It's like that in Europe. It's like that in South Africa. It's really like that in Russia. In Russia right now, sons are screwing their mother. Fathers are screwing their daughter. You know, if there's no sexual rules, pedophiles are actually trying to get rights like homosexuals. I mean, what the hell? I mean, did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? Pedophiles are trying to get rights just like homosexuals. So why am I pointing this out so strongly? There is a line there. There is a line. People that convert to homosexuality leave normal society behind. And destruction follows in its path because there is no morals. Turns them over to a reprobate mind. So a homosexual like Barack Obama takes $350 out of all the people's Social Security checks, goes on a vacation and pays $2.2 billion, buys 4 yachts, is out spending taxpayers' money all over the place, goes to get with the Illuminati over in England to tap Donald Trump's after he's elected, leaves destruction in his wake against the American people. And it was because he's a homosexual and no morals. The direction of this country is being directed by homosexuals and no morals. Lindsey Graham, 85% of the people working in the U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate are all homosexuals. It's a fact. That is a fact. How does this apply to you? Everything matters. Everything does matter. When you have to go out in fear because of your personal belief, democracy is gone. The people in power who have access to your personal information are using it against you. It's how you act out in public, because what you do and say will be used against you. Even if it's justified and written from the Word of God, directed by the Word of God. Actually, anything you do that's directed by the Word of God is seen as more evil than anything else you could have done. That's satanic, that's Nazism. So let me give you the rest of the story. Those people are headed for hell. Those people who are retaliating against you now are going to burn forever. You know, it seems pretty stupid to me that if they recognize Satan, they must recognize God. Seems pretty stupid to me for a person to satisfy their immediate whim when they know the lake of fire is coming. the blue lake of fire, blue flame. Every person's in a separate bag, burning at a minimum of 2,000 degrees. Where the person dieth not, where you live forever, burning forever, burning in the everlasting fire. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for the transportation, distribution of cocaine into communities, into children's hands, for the creation of crack directed by George Herbert Walker Bush into the black communities. Black people were made available crack cocaine, and white people snorted cocaine. All those people will spend eternity in hell and burn forever. George Herbert Walker Bush will be put in the seventh hell, the hottest place, the most fierce fire, eternity. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to, you know, think about this. Money is a flowing water programmed to consume. If you have $10 million, your suggested activity is to buy a big house and consume the $10 million as quickly as possible. Money is here today and it's gone tomorrow. You're never going to have enough, and all you're going to do is buy their products. You're going to spend it. So if you sit up there like the richest person in America, and you got a house loan with milk and honey, but you had to serve Satan or bow your head to Satan to get it, what good is it? Sin's only good for a season. A lot of people have paid with their life because they wanted to sell their soul to reap the pleasures of this earth. Whitney Houston, you had to sell your soul to get the record contract. Whitney Houston is one of the greatest talents to ever face, to ever be on the face of the earth. You know, it's funny, Dolly Parton sang that song, I'll Always Love You, and it sounded like shit, you know? Whitney Houston sung it, and that was one of the greatest songs to ever be played, you know? Dolly Parton has no talent. She can't sing. She's got two reasons why she's famous. One's on the left, the other's on the right. They're big. Two big reasons. Started off on the show with, they say that, I forget his name now, Porter Wagner. She started off on a big show with Porter Wagner and said they had a RV in the back. He took her back there and made use of those two big reasons. And that's a picture of shame. You know, what a shame. That's sort of how our society's built, you know. You've got to do something evil to get something out of this world, you know. And I'd rather not have a job in pharmacy and not bow my head to the Nazis than I would to have a job in pharmacy and know that I'm helping them make money so they can promote destruction on the United States. If you want to learn the truth, there's only one way. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe anything I said. Go get the Bible DVDs or CDs. The CDs are just the voice. DVD will actually show you the verses as they read them and play a whole chapter, a whole book at a time. Don't ever listen to a couple chapters. Listen to a whole book at a time. If you listen to a whole book, you'll get a complete story. Take no care for where you lay your head or what you eat or drink. God feeds the sparrows, he can feed you. Look at the lilies, how they grow. Solomon in all his glory was never arrayed like one of these. Do not go down into a city and say that I will do this or that. Say, if God will. For you cannot change the color of one hair on your head. How much more can you not say what will happen on the morrow? David would not lift his hand against God's anointed. But David committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband killed. So David didn't just have sex with Bathsheba. He sent his husband to the front line so he'd get killed. Then the sword would never leave his house, and Absalom was his foe. Over and over and over again. It's about learning how simple-minded man is, how easy the rules are. See, the hardest thing about the Bible to accept, and the reason that you won't go get it and listen, because number one, you'll realize what the end result of what you're doing is. If you're a drunk, diabetes, liver cirrhosis, and the inability to work because liquor will make you weak where you can't get up and work, concentrate. The loss of your family, destruction of your life. If you're a pervert, God will simply bring destruction in your life. Things won't work out. Situational things will close in on you, and you won't be able to live. If you're a homosexual, you've got the machine in your favor, but the problem is God won't let things work out for you, and you'll die early for physical reasons, because you're doing what's unnatural. Homosexuals don't live long, and they have a harder and harder time as life goes on. You know what's funny is the damnation of homosexuality makes them look a certain way and act a certain way. It's funny, after they do it for a while, you can tell it. You can see it in their face. That's the same thing as murdering somebody. If you commit murder, cocaine will be on you and people will do it. Even though O.J. Simpson was ruled innocent, the mark of cocaine let everyone know that he did it. The mark of cocaine. Everybody automatically knew he did it. You know, when you look at him, you can't understand logically why you know he did it. You just know he did it. And it's the mark of Cain. The same thing with homosexuals. There is a right and wrong. There is. It dwells in all of us. God put it in you, just like he put it in me. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. If you get the Bible DVDs, you'll begin to understand what the relationship is between us and God and why what you're doing is going to get you the results that you'll find. It's a simple fact, but it's a hard fact. If you listen to the evil people talk, they talk about self-determination and self-worth. But there's a problem with that. People who self-determined what they were going to do ended up in destruction. Disgrace. Rupert Murdoch said, I invested in the stock market. I thought getting a job would be a waste of time. And then I went to Harvard. All that's bullshit. He was picked out by the Illuminati. They gave him the money. He went and bought all the media because Gary Webb exposed the cocaine operation that George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton spearheaded. It started in the Nixon era. They was flying cocaine and heroin out of Cambodia. And the dust-off units, medevac units, airplanes and helicopters. George Herbert Walker Bush put it in full swing and made most of the South American countries cocaine production units. That the U.S. military is still flying cocaine into the United States. And it's the power of the satanic unit in the United States. Can you handle that? Think about that. But yet, they're going to get in your face and tell you the way it is. Like they got the moral high ground. All the people that have been in the U.S. Senate, in the U.S. Congress for more than 10 years are involved in some activity with a defense contractor, with the cocaine production and distribution, or some other form of lawless contrive against the United States people. That's the truth. That's a hard fact. I love the United States. I went straight to the U.S. Army. I spent 4 years in the infantry. I was offered to go into the Ranger Special Forces and Delta Force, too. I was offered to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I could have stayed in the U.S. Army and maxed out. If I'd have guarded the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I could have went straight into politics. I wasn't old enough and didn't have anybody around me to let me know what the stakes were. I didn't know. My drill sergeant came down and said, if you go guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you're going to be a very pretty soldier. He said, I wouldn't do that. He was an idiot. Of course, he was sent there by God. I should have done it. The only problem is eventually I would have been confronted with the truth that most of the people in the U.S. government are criminals. Straight up, the mob. The mob is just a distribution arm of the U.S. military's influx and distribution of cocaine, heroin, and and whatever illicit drugs that are being put on the street in the United States. Every time I see a person on television that went to jail for cocaine or is on cocaine or whatever, you know, I look at them like a victim. They're a victim of the U.S. government. That's terrible. And then you got CNN up here representing a pack of criminals trying to tear down somebody who's trying to straighten out named Donald J. Trump. So Barack Obama got the British government's intelligence arm, CGAI something, to tap Donald J. Trump's Trump Tower. And the Queen and them may as well have admitted it by coming out and saying that was a lie. But they staged a shooting in front of the Parliament in order to change the conversation. Now, when you see these little terrorist acts and these little things that are supposed to create trauma, they're just trying to change the conversation because they got caught. But I think the relationship that is personified by this wiretapping thing is that Barack Obama was part of the Illuminati. He was put in office by the Illuminati, and he's still in conjunction with the British government and the Illuminati. And Donald J. Trump is not part of that. And I think they just tipped their hand. They just showed the two sides in a very practical way. So, well, I think I said enough. I think I did what God wanted me to do. I gladly give up my right to be a registered pharmacist. Just stand up and say that I do serve the one true living God. There's only one God, and he does reign. He reigns. He's reigning over you. You got no choice. He's reigning over me. He's reigning over the evildoers that are doing the Nazi things that are going on in this country today. He's reigning over the globalists, the Illuminati, the sick satanic fucks that are spread across this earth. He's reigning over them. He will reign. And the trumpets shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then the Christians will go home. And then Jesus is going to come back on a white horse dressed in red. And they'll meet in the valley of Jezreel, 200 million soldiers and all their technology will be destroyed. The blood will run to the level of a bridle's, of a horse's bridle. And then all that individualism and self-determination and going against God. You know, it's funny, they always want to praise people who went against God. You went out and you were who you were. You went out and you let everybody know you were transgender. .6% of all transgenders kill themselves after surgery. 0.4% live. The truth has been putting all of us, and they can't handle it. They can't handle that they change, that they change their sex. Within a year, they'll kill themselves. you went out, you were self-determinate. You don't have to listen to the word of God. You don't have to do what it says. You were an individual and you did something evil because you were being true to yourself. You know, it's funny. They indoctrinate people to be homosexual and transgender, and then they act like by personifying what we indoctrinated you with, you're being self-determinate and true to yourself. And then you'll reap the destructive reward very quickly after you've done these acts. So the one person looks at, well, he chose to do it, so what the hell? Let's look at it a different way. He was an innocent kid at home, 4 years old. The cartoon come on. And it said that it's okay for men to love men and be a couple. It's okay for a man to become a woman. They got this questionnaire out right now for 4 or 5 year olds. What sex do you want to be? Do you choose to be a man or a woman? That right there is a suggestion. So I was 4 years old and I took the survey and it said, do you choose to be a man or a woman? I was a man, but I decided I wanted to be a woman. So I went out and I had the operation to change my sex. And then I was put in front of the Congress because I self-determinedly became a woman and I was a man. Then when I went home, I realized I'd rather be a man. I made a mistake, and there's no way I can change it. So 2 years after they put me in front of everybody and praised me, I blew my own head off. And it all started because they put a questionnaire in front of me that asked, did I want to be a man or a woman? Do you see? People back in the 1800s in the United States weren't asking questions whether they wanted to be a man or a woman, or they weren't deciding to be homosexual. We're being programmed to do it now. That's the difference. Challenge everybody out there. Get yourself the Bible DVDs and CDs and just quite simply start listening. Start anywhere you want. Start the book of Genesis. Start the book of Joshua. Really, it's really like a whole Bible. From 1 Samuel on, 1 Samuel is the start of the kings. Listen to the New Testament. Start in any book you want. You don't have to sit there and read it. That's a job. Listen. He's coming. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming. It won't be long. Jesus is coming. Where do you want him to find you? Where do you want Jesus to find you? You know, it's like a car wreck or when some traumatic thing happens to you. That's what it'll be like. You'll look up, and if you're saved, you'll see Jesus. And all of a sudden, you'll start floating to the sky. Think about that. And all of a sudden, you'll realize that you don't need to pay the electric and water. You don't need to pay the car payment. You don't need to worry about your cheating husband or wife. 33 million of the 60 million marriages, the person's having an affair. That boss, you don't have to worry because you're actually flying. You're being taken to the third heaven. If you acknowledge Jesus now, he'll acknowledge you later. Think about standing in your driveway and looking up and seeing Jesus. And the sweat of a man's brow is all over. And you're flying up to heaven. Now, if you miss that, and your neighbors are gone, but you're still here, now you're going to hell. At the end of that movie, Ghost, the people that had laundered that drug money that Patrick Swayze was able to steal away from him. Drug money that came from the transport distribution of cocaine into the United States. It's funny how so many of the movies in the 80s and 90s, you know, had a picture of it. There was one movie, the South American people were in the building completely full of cocaine, drug dealers. One set of cops went in to arrest them. The other set of cops that got there first just killed them and stole them. Stole the drugs. Think about that. You're going to be left with those people. You're going to go to the Blue Lake of Fire burning a sulfur. Choose this day whom you will serve. He's coming. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. I don't know when. Where do you want him to find you? Sure, justice is coming. Where do you want it to find you? Confessing the day, serve him, the one true living God. Confessing the day, serve him. Make a change of mind. Realize that you need Jesus in your life to live. You must read the Word of God so salvation will come. True salvation. Not one offered by false religions. True salvation comes from hearing the Word of God and reading the Word of God. The Word of God is the power of God on earth. Jesus was the Word. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. King Jesus. The government shall rest upon his shoulders. King Jesus. Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty Majesty, Ruler of the Earth and the Universe, the Creator of the Universe. Satan must operate within the physics and what God has created. God created it all and can create more and has ultimate power over all things. God made the mermaids. He made the whales. He made the elephants. He made the dinosaurs. He made the mountains. He made the fire ring that exists up the west coast and around to Japan. God created millions and millions of planets, galaxies. God created the universe. Men stand proud because they think they know something about the universe. God doesn't know something about it. He created it. Think about the ultimate power of God. And you're going to defy him? The Bible doesn't matter. It's just the word of the real Creator. You're going to go against him? Man's trying to figure out what's going on Earth. God created it. You're going to go against him? Why would you want to do that? He's coming. I'm telling you, he's coming. If you listen to this, you'll hear my voice when it happens. There are no aliens. There's no such thing as an alien. There are demons. There are demons. There are no aliens. There's only two forces in the universe. Satan and his fallen angels occupy space. God and his righteous angels occupy heaven. And we, the human race, and Nephilim, occupy the earth. That's the physical facts. That's all there is. That's all there is. Get out of your house. If you're saved. If you see you need Jesus to live, if you listen to the Bible and give your all to God, you'll go with him. If you don't, you're going to hell. The blue flame, sulfur fire. Think it over. Y'all have a good day.